but for protection, I blocked the intensity of the violence that I experienced that day in the moment and for a long time after. And honestly, I can say I didn't even remember how violent the relationship had become until much, much later. I remembered the controlling behaviors. I remember the verbal abuse. I remembered how much I loved him, even though he was so cruel and unkind. But it wasn't real to me how horrible that relationship was until I began rereading my old journals last year. Hi, I'm Biz Cush, a life coach and therapist, and your host here on the Awaken Your Wise Woman podcast. We're talking to women all over the world who found their way back to themselves, to their inner knowing, to their intuition, to their wisest self. We're exploring how to feel alive, authentic, engaged, and fully present in your life. Let's awaken your wise woman. Hi, and welcome back to the Awaken Your Wise Woman podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Cush, or Biz Cush, better known as Biz, and this is my podcast. And I'm excited because this being March, it marks the 6th year anniversary of the podcast being live, which is crazy. 6 years. I launched back in 2018 at the very end of February with just an introductory episode. And honestly, have to say that I never listened back to that episode, but I'm pretty sure it could be kind of cringeworthy. And back then, the podcast was Woman Warriors, not the Awaken Your Wise Woman podcast. But I thought it would be a fun way to celebrate the first episodes, the first true episodes really being launched in March of 2018, and just kind of look back at the history of the podcast, share a little bit about myself and what motivated me to bring this podcast out into the world and to keep doing it. So, as I said, I'm Elizabeth or Biz Cush. I am a licensed clinical professional counselor, licensed in Maryland and Delaware to provide therapy for individuals and groups. And my practice has been going strong for about 10 years, and I love what I do as a therapist. I love bringing parts work and mindfulness and somatic work into the work that I do with my clients to help them heal and help them move forward in their lives. And I'm also a life coach for highly sensitive women. And that's a little bit of a newer business for me. I launched 2.5 years ago my Elizabeth Cush coaching business, and it's been a really fun journey. I've gotten to meet some really amazing women from around the world, and I look forward to continuing that in a broader way through groups as we go forward. And speaking of groups, my group for highly sensitive women, Sensitive and Strong Women, is launching at the end of this month, at the end of March. So if you're interested, you got to get on a 30-minute call with me to be a part of the group, just to make sure you're a good fit, make sure I'm a good fit as far as, and the group is a good fit for you. So if you're interested in doing that, you can shoot me an email through the website, elizabethcushcoaching.com/sign-up. So as I mentioned, the podcast started off as Woman Warriors. And the mission then was to really shine a light on the fact that women were twice as likely to be diagnosed with an anxiety disorder as men. And to me, it felt important to explore not only ways to help women manage it, because we all struggle so much, but also to kind of shine a light on why women might be more prone to anxiety than men. But really at the heart of it was the fact that I grew up as a very anxious child, grew into an anxious teen, anxious young woman, anxious mother, anxious middle-aged woman. And it really, I was determined to sort of unpeel the layers of that anxiety so that not only would I help myself understand it better, but I wanted other women to be there with me on that journey. And knowing what I know about how often women are abused, whether as children or adults, I felt like that was an important piece, that the trauma of what we endured, be just really because we're women, felt important to bring forward as well. And I knew I wasn't alone. I mean, you talk to women, have a few conversations with women in your life, and you recognize that everyone has a story. Everyone has some history of something bad happening to them because they were women. And that felt really important to me, because from my understanding of anxiety, is often trauma is at the root of that. There are unrecognized emotions and feelings that have been sort of shoved away because they were too hard to tolerate, and they bubble up. And that is anxiety oftentimes. And if you've listened to even a few of the conversations I've had here on the podcast over the years, you'll know that so many stories told here involve women recovering from past abuse and violence. So it's no wonder that we're twice as likely to be diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. And if you've listened to the podcast in the past, you know that I share pretty openly that I was abused as a child. And for me, that abuse that really was never dealt with or managed, or, you know, nothing happened to help me manage it back then, it led me into some pretty unhealthy relationships as I searched to find love to ease my anxiety and loneliness. I was willing to accept bad relationships if I felt wanted and needed and loved. And I know I'm not alone in that. Here's a story I've never told before, but I wrote about it a while back, and at the time it just felt too painful to disclose or share anywhere else than for myself. But I've done a lot of healing over the years, and it feels important to share this just to validate that abuse can happen in plain sight with no one stepping forward to help or believe you or protect you. And I just want to, I guess, just give a warning here. This is a pretty painful, but also could be triggering sharing for others listening here. So just be aware, if this feels too much for you, please turn it off or pause this part and skip ahead. I'm standing in the middle of the common area, seeing myself from a distance. I know there are people watching, and I also know that no one is going to step in to help. He's so close to me. He's screaming at me. I can just feel his anger radiating from him to me. And all I've done is left his place to go to my own. That was it. I was walking home. But he didn't want me to. He didn't want me to leave. He didn't want me to go back to my own place. And he was really, really, really angry. And as I feel his anger and I see the anger in his eyes, it's like he just is not even a person I recognize anymore. And then he puts his hands around my neck. I can feel the pressure on my neck, and yet I'm also so far out of my body, I don't even respond. I just freeze and stand still. No one steps in to help. There are people there watching, people walking by, but nobody stops to ask if I need help. I'm there, but it feels so surreal. It's as if my body is there, but I'm safe outside myself, looking on, paralyzed. Now, that scene happened more than 40 years ago when I was in college. And as I look back, I feel so much compassion and love for that young woman who stayed in that relationship even after the violence. But that wasn't always the case. I haven't always been able to look back at her with compassion and kindness. Because for a long, long time, I held a lot of shame and disgust and guilt for not leaving, for not being stronger, for just not being different than who I was at that time. But for protection, I blocked the intensity of the violence that I experienced that day in the moment and for a long time after. And honestly, I can say I didn't even remember how violent the relationship had become until much, much later. I remembered the controlling behaviors. I remember the verbal abuse. I remembered how much I loved him, even though he was so cruel and unkind. But it wasn't real to me how horrible that relationship was until I began rereading my old journals last year. And it was shocking, it was upsetting, it was embarrassing, but I've done some healing and I recognize at the time that I thought that he loved me. I thought that I mattered so much to him that he was willing to hurt me. And that just makes me today, makes me so sad to think that I was willing to let myself be treated so badly for just those little tiny slivers of attention and love and care. And And so today I hold so much compassion for her and her need to be loved. So why tell this story now? Why bring this story to light here on the podcast for others to hear? Because I know that we as women, I would guess 99% of us have experienced some kind of trauma in our lives. And I want all of you to know that you are not alone. And that the anxiety or depression or shaming thoughts that you might have and that you carry on your back, they aren't your fault. You didn't create them. They're all a response to being abused, to having abuse in your life, to being maltreated or sexually abused or hurt. And a lot of the work that I've done with clients over the years, and the thing that has driven me to want to work in the mental health field, is the fact that I've experienced a lot of trauma and difficult things and anxiety and depression. And so I feel I come from a place of understanding and knowing and can meet my clients there. And as I began to have more and more conversations over the years throughout the podcast, I realized that the healers and inspirational stories of all kinds that I have heard from all over the world come from a place of personal growth. And that the wounded healers often make the best teachers, coaches, therapists, and practitioners. And I wanted to share and elevate their stories to validate that you're not alone and that here is someone who has experienced something difficult and made it through. Not only made it through, but thrived and went on to help others. And that, to me, felt so important. And so as the podcast grew, as I did more of my own work, my own self-work, I realized that it was important to share the stories of healing, not just the importance of the trauma. So the focus shifted back in, I'm forgetting when, oh, back in 2021, after 166 episodes, the podcast shifted from Woman Warriors to the Awaken Your Wise Woman podcast. Because it felt really, really important to share the healing and how women have come about healing for themselves. Because everyone's journey is so different and there are so many paths to healing that to me it felt really, really, really important to share those gifts. And what I've learned through this process is I love deep conversations with women. And I love to share our collective stories and our feminine gifts. So this episode marks the 228th episode, which is amazing to me. Amazing. 6 years in, season four. But it's not easy. It's hard work. It takes time and effort and scheduling, devotion, dedication, passion, preparation. And I have an editor who helps write the show notes. I have an editor for the sound. But the work is really mine. Researching guests, creating questions, bringing those episodes out into the world through my podcast host, and promoting it on social media That's a lot of work. And now I'm stepping into video a little bit, putting some of those videos up on YouTube. But they are certainly not professionally edited by any means, but they're there if you're interested in seeing me or seeing the guests. And what I've learned about my guests is that I just am so blown away by their strength and spirit and willingness to be open and vulnerable here in conversation to share with you. And I honestly think that at the end of each conversation, I'm like, that's the best conversation ever. That is the best episode I've ever had for the podcast. And I think pretty much it happens every time I end a conversation. So I'm just so inspired. I just love to hear their stories and their paths of healing and how they bring that healing out into the world. And what I've learned for myself throughout this process is that I crave healing. That I am just willing to try and work on and take care of all my parts, the abused parts, the hurt parts, the lonely parts, so that I can enter into my client sessions with my self energy, my most grounded self energy, to bring healing for them too, to help them find their path of healing. Well, I did finally have the courage to get away from that abusive relationship. But the scars lasted a long, long time. A long, long time. The self-loathing, feeling unworthy, the shame I carried, those didn't just go away when I walked away. They stayed with me for years. But I got really, really tired of hating myself. I got really, really tired of shaming and guilting and feeling bad about me. And what I've learned through my own healing process was that for so long, I was striving to find love outside myself. Through relationships, through having children, through animals, pets, when really loving myself was the love I needed all along. And honestly, that brings tears to my eyes just to say that here on the podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Loving myself was the love I needed all along to heal. And I appreciate that you're here with me on this journey, listening, tuning in, commenting, sharing your stories with me. And I'm so grateful for all the guests who have come on the podcast in years past who have shared their stories as well. And so the path moving forward for me with the podcast is to continue to share more voices from more places around the world that will inspire and ignite your inner light. There'll be more inspirational women, more learning, some laughs, some tears, and lots of love and respect. Women are amazing, amazing. And I am fortunate to have some truly amazing women in my life. And we have shit we have to overcome. There is no doubt about that. But our voices are needed. Our sensitive feminine spirit is needed because we can help each other heal and grow. We can help the world heal and grow. So my promise to you is that I will continue to bring these amazing feminine spirits, feminine voices, feminine energy out into the world through the podcast. So as the podcast continues through its fourth season and beyond, I'll be here sharing stories. And I hope that you will continue to tune in and be a part of this amazing spiritual revolution. Thank you so much for tuning in, for listening, for following, for being a part of this podcast. And if you're interested in finding out more about my group that's starting at the end of the month, or just to get on the list of group interest, you can go to my website, elizabethcushcoaching.com. And Cush is spelled with a C, just like Bush, C-U-S-H. And there at the top of the page, you'll find the links for the groups, for working with me one-on-one, links to my therapy page. So it's all there. And I would be honored to work with you if you're interested. Well, that's it for now. We're wrapping up episode 11 of season 4 and 266 episodes in. If you haven't listened to some of the old stuff, I hope you'll go back and take a listen because there's some pretty amazing stories shared here. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I look forward to connecting with you back here on the podcast. Thanks for listening to the Awaken Your Wise Woman podcast. The information in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. Music by Andy Cush, sound editing by Laura Disler, and show notes by Kathy Cush. If you'd like more information about me, Biz Cush, and the resources shared today, go to awakenyourwisewoman.com.